News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Amy Morris. And there's your closing bell on this Christmas Eve. A rally in the group that led Wall Street's gains in 2024 propped up stocks in a quiet session ahead of the Christmas holiday. Tesla, Nvidia, Broadcom all climbed. And of course, we bring you the closing numbers each day here at Bloomberg. The S&P 500 gained 66 points, NASDAQ up 266 points, and the Dow gained 390 points. The 10-year Treasury yield at 4.58% and the 2-year yield at 4.33%. Traveling on this Christmas Eve has been something of a headache, whether you're going by plane, train, or automobile. Amtrak trains were canceled between Boston and D.C. because of mechanical and equipment issues, and American Airlines flights across the country were grounded for nearly an hour earlier today while the carrier dealt with what it called a technical issue. Bloomberg Markets Live blogger Heather Burke.
Keep in mind that American had raised its profit expectations for the last part of the year, and that had really shown strong travel demand among carriers heading into the crucial winter holidays. Now, obviously, delays aren't going to help that.
Bloomberg's Heather Burke. And the weather's been tricky across the northeastern U.S., so even if you are traveling by car, it may be slow going as you hit some wintry weather on the way. The National Weather Service says snow is expected across higher elevations in the western U.S., the Great Lakes, and the Northeast. President Biden has vetoed a bill that would have expanded federal trial courts for the first time in decades. Bloomberg's Nathan Hager has details from Washington.
The Judges Act would have added 66 federal judgeships across the country over the next decade. The Senate passed the bill in August, but the Republican-led House waited until after President-elect Donald Trump's win in November to act on the legislation, meaning the first judgeships would have gone to President-elect Trump. President Biden says the House's hurried action was behind his veto decision. Federal judges called the veto threat devastating and distressing. Congress hasn't added new federal judges to the bench in more than 20 years. In Washington, I'm Nathan Hager, Bloomberg Radio.
Banking and business groups have sued the Federal Reserve over the central bank's annual stress tests, saying they want more transparency in how those rules are adopted. Bloomberg's Karen Moscow explains.
The groups, which include the Bank Policy Institute, contend that criteria for the stress tests are designed in secret and produce, quote, vacillating and unexplained requirements and restrictions on bank capital. According to the lawsuit filed today in Ohio, the groups say that's affecting the cost of financial services in the U.S. The lawsuit seeks an order requiring the governors of the Federal Reserve to allow for public comments on stress test models used in 2024 and in coming years. The groups acknowledge that the Fed has announced its intention to make changes to the process, but they say there is a February deadline for court challenges to some of the procedures. Karen Moscow, Bloomberg Radio.
Israel is seeking an emergency UN Security Council meeting on the Houthis. Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar says the Yemen-based rebel group has launched 3 attacks on Israel in recent days, including a drone and 2 ballistic missiles. Meanwhile, there is continued optimism on Israel reaching a ceasefire and hostage deal with Hamas in Gaza. We get more on that part of the story from Bloomberg News Israel Bureau Chief Ethan Bronner in Tel Aviv.
Right now, the issue is which Palestinian prisoners will be released. The Israelis want to prevent those with so-called blood on their hand from going, where they would go when they're free, which hostages would get freed in the first part of it. And then there are a series of other issues about how exactly Israeli troops are going to pull back from certain areas and how Palestinians returning to their homes in northern Gaza will be monitored.
Bloomberg's Ethan Bronner in Tel Aviv. A Starbucks barista strike is spreading to more than 300 cafes, disrupting service at locations across the country. More than 5,000 workers have joined the work stoppage in cities including Boston, New York, and Philadelphia.
No contracts,
no coffee.
You should be able to afford rent, food, and health care.
The walkouts began December 20th at a handful of locations, then escalated over the following days. The strikes were sparked by a breakdown in final stage negotiations between the union and company leadership. Bill Clinton has been released from the hospital in D.C. A spokesman says the former president was admitted to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital yesterday afternoon for testing and observation after developing a fever. The former president is 78 years old and was active on the campaign trail this summer, campaigning at first for President Biden and then for Vice President Kamala Harris. That's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Amy Morris, and this is Bloomberg.